accordingly, and you got no other danda, you got nothing else to do, then it becomes a sickness which will also seep into your marriage. You'll want another wife after a few years, because she is 1960 model. Who wants to drive a 1960 car here? No one. So we must learn to control. I am not saying do not change your motor vehicles. I am not saying, but when the need arises, when you have to, maybe once every 2 years, if you are rich enough to do that, if you feel that now is the time when the car is meant to be serving me, I will use it. But the minute I have to start serving the car, then I will sell it up. But sometimes it happens with women folk, so don't get me wrong there also. Because what happens is, after a certain age, the only thing you smell in the room is Vicks. May Allah grant us the understanding. But it can happen to us also. The men folk, it happens to them also. That must not lead you away from your own women folk. Wallahi, it is high time we, especially the men, learned how to talk in the house. The sweetest, Aisha radiallahu anha, used to boast about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat. Let me mention one point. Just one point. The reason why I'm saying this, to develop your qualities as a parent and to create happiness in the home is the first step in the success of the children that are resultant. If there is no happiness in the home, you don't know how to live with your own wife. What do you want your children to learn? You must smile as an act of worship. Every time you smile, you must know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Sunnah, which he mentioned in Sahih Ahadith, no one on the globe will argue with you. Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. To smile at the face of your fellow Muslim brother is a sadaqa. What about your own wife who's closer than that brother? And what about your own husband? So when you walk in the house, even if the food is smelling burnt, for the sake of fulfilling a sunnah, break into a smile. Allahu Akbar, it will solve 20 of your problems. Smile twice, thrice. Another thing, Allah says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idhati al hasana." I'm sure we understand the verse. Call to the path of Allah, who? Either the weak Muslims or even the non-Muslims. With hikmah and with beautiful speech. What about your own wife and husband, who's the closest to you? You want to tell them something, why did you burn the clothes, for example? Now that is what? That is something light. It is not a big sabilillah. So, it brings me to what Maulana Asadullah Sahab, who was the former Muhtamim of Darul Uloom Saharanpur, Mazahir Uloom, many, many years ago, when Maulana Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to teach there, he used to call the students who used to graduate, and he used to remind them of a story, and I want all of you to remember this, very important. He says, "Dekho, listen, you are going, you are ulama graduating, you are going to people, you are going to the various communities of yours. I want you to listen to one verse," he says. He says, one day, in fact, before the verse, it's actually a qissa, where there was a man, I forget his name now, he went to Harun al-Rashid. He went to Harun al-Rashid al-Khalifa, rahimahullah. And he uttered a statement. He uttered a statement, and in fact, to be very honest with you, I'm not sure if Harun al-Rashid told him or if he told Harun al-Rashid. But the statement is as follows. There was something that was going wrong, and it was corrected in a very severe way. So the statement that was uttered was, listen, and this is the nasiha of Maulana Asadullah Sahab as well, rahimahullah. He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu was salam to Fir'aun, who was Musa and who was Fir'aun? Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his brother Harun were the best at the time. He was a Nabi. He was a Nabi, the best of the time. And Fir'aun was the worst, worse than anyone ever thereafter, maybe besides Abu Jahl and a few people who damaged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or tried to damage him physically and in other ways as well. But he was the Abu Jahl of that time there, Fir'aun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhima as-salam, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. When you go to him, speak with speech that is layyin, soft, beautiful, so that maybe he can remember something and understand that he is not Allah, I am Allah. Speak to him with the best of words. That's what the Quran says. That's what Allah told Musa alayhi salam. So the message is, Maulana Asadullah Sahib is saying,